64 suspected mercenaries are to appear today in court in Harare, Zimbabwe, where they face charges that could bring the death penalty. The government of the small African state of Equatorial Guinea is accusing the 64 men, detained in Zimbabwe on Sunday, of plotting to overthrow its president. 15 additional men, also described as mercenaries, were arrested in Equatorial Guinea on Monday. Mystery continues to surround the alleged plot. What is known is that the plane that took the 64 men to Harare flew from a private airport in South Africa. NPR's Jason Bobian is in Johannesburg. A story that gets more complicated by the day, Jason.
Yeah, and we now have Zimbabwe's Home Affairs Minister saying that the CIA, British intelligence officers, and the Spanish Secret Service were also involved in this plot to seize power in Equatorial Guinea. U.S. officials have denied this. But certainly there's something strange going on. It was a Boeing 727. It left out of a domestic airport north of Johannesburg for an international flight. It's unclear why they would stop in Harare, where any plane that's carrying a large number of white South Africans is sure to be thoroughly searched. The company which chartered the plane says that the men were heading to the Democratic Republic of Congo, where they were going to work protecting a mine. And that seems like a credible story. There are a lot of South Africans who used to, under the apartheid regime, work in the police, in the army, who are now working as mercenaries, guns for hire, particularly in Africa, but also all over the world.
What about the alleged plot to overthrow the president of Equatorial Guinea?
At this point, there's very little evidence linking the men in Harare with that plot. There does seem to be some evidence that there was a plot. One of the alleged mercenaries in Equatorial Guinea went on state television and said that they were there to remove the president. But it's unclear what the connection is between these men who are detained in Harare, 2,000 miles away, is to this other group of men that were picked up in Equatorial Guinea. The South African government has said that they're the ones that tipped off the president in Equatorial Guinea. But if that's the case, then why weren't the men in South Africa arrested here in South Africa? Why were they going through Zimbabwe?
Now, who would want to overthrow the president of Equatorial Guinea?
Well, there are a lot of people who might want to do that. It's an extremely repressive regime, has a very poor human rights record. There's a lot of oil wealth there. It's the third largest oil producer in sub-Saharan Africa, and a lot of people want access to it. The oil wealth there, as in much of Africa, goes primarily to the people at the top, and average citizens are extremely poor. So whoever's in power is able to control the oil revenue, and it makes a tempting target for a coup d'etat.
NPR's Jason Bobian in Johannesburg, South Africa.